6. Visits to Momenin and looking after the sick. Reliable traditions from Imam Muhammad Barker, peace be upon him, and Imam Ja'far A-Sadiq, peace be upon him, state that a person who visits a fellow Momin in the name of God, God appoints 70,000 angels, who go on announcing that he is fortunate and heaven is reserved for him, all the time, till he returns home. According to a reliable tradition from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, Jibrail revealed unto him that Almighty God had sent an angel on the earth. This angel reached near a person who was standing in front of a door of a house and was asking the permission of the owner of the house to enter. The angel asked the person about the work he had with the owner of the house. The man outside the door replied that the owner of the house was a Muslim brother of his, and he, Abdullah, servant of God, had turned up on a visit to him. Then the angel questioned if the sole purpose of the man was a visit and nothing else besides it. The man replied that he had come on no other purpose except a friendly visit. The angel then revealed unto the man that God had sent him to the earth to salute on behalf of him, and the Almighty God has made heaven obligatory on him, and has stated that a Muslim visiting a fellow Muslim is just like visiting God, and he is responsible for its reward, which is heaven. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, has said that happy are those who are friends with each other for the sake of God, for Almighty God has laid a foundation pillar of red yakut in heaven, and has constructed 70,000 palaces over it, and every palace contains 70,000 chambers, resting places, and all these have been made for those lucky beings who are friends with each other in the name of the Almighty God. According to Imam Ja'far A-Sadiq, peace be upon him, a person who cannot serve Ali Muhammad, that is the family of the Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, should oblige those people who are pious Shias, friends. That person will receive the same reward which is meant for those who can oblige Ali Muhammad. And those people who possess no power to meet the Imams should pay a visit to Shias, friends of Ahlul Bayt, and they will be rewarded likewise. Another tradition coming from Imam Ja'far A-Sadiq, peace be upon him, states that if a person pays a visit to a sick Muslim, then he will be attended by 70,000 angels till the evening if he visits in the morning, and till dawn if he visits at dusk. These 70,000 angels will recite Durud on him all that time. A tradition in this context also states that if a person pays a visit to a sick person, then God sends 70,000 angels to reside in his house till the day of judgment and pray to God all the time, half the reward of which will be recorded with the person. A reliable tradition from Imam Musa Kazim, peace be upon him, states that a person, when he is ill, should allow people to visit him, as the prayers of these visitors will be heard. A tradition from Imam Ja'far A-Sadiq, peace be upon him, states that when a person pays a visit to a sick man, he should ask the sick man to pray for him, as the prayers of a sick man are equal to the prayers of the angels. The Imam, peace be upon him, has also stated in another tradition that one need not pay a visit to a sick person when he is suffering from eye diseases. But in other types of illness, a person should visit a sick person constantly for 3 days and then on alternate days. If the illness seems to prolong, then the sick person should be left alone with his family and one should not visit too often. A Momin who visits a fellow Momin when he is ill, is surrounded by angels who tell him, "Oh, congratulations to thee on the heaven," and it is reported that the Momin has said that alleviating a single suffering of any Momin is better than itikaf, retirement for God's worship, and continued fasting for 2 auspicious months. According to Hazrat Ali, peace be upon him, that man is rewarded more who pays a short visit to the sick and not a lengthy one, unless the patient desires him to stay back and requests him to wait longer, and the doctor has permitted. Another tradition states that when one pays a visit to the sick, then he should take with him apples, bihi, turanj, or any fragrance or food, incense, as an offering. 7. Providing food, water and dress to the Momineen, helping them in every conceivable way and supporting the victimized. It is stated from Imam Ja'far A-Sadiq, peace be upon him, that if a person makes a Momin take a hearty meal at his expense, then God makes heaven obligatory on him. But if a person makes a kafir, non-believer, have a hearty meal at his expense, then God fills the stomach of that person with zakum of hell. In another tradition, the Imam, peace be upon him, has stated that no creature of God, whether he is a king or prophet, can have knowledge of the reward a person gets for giving a hearty meal to the Momi except the Almighty God, and among the acts which are a source of forgiveness, giving a hearty meal to the Muslims is also included. According to another tradition, if a person provides a hearty meal to an affluent Momin, then his reward will be equal to freeing a slave from the offspring of Ismail, peace be upon him, and saving him from being murdered. If a person provides a hearty meal to a poor Momin, his reward will be equivalent to saving 100 slaves from the offsprings of Ismail, peace be upon him, from being murdered. According to a tradition from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, there are three acts which are dearest to God. A. To fill the stomach of a hungry Muslim. B. To meet the debts of another Muslim. C. To cure the worries and anxieties of another Muslim. The house which does not provide food to the hungry is deprived blessings in daily food, leading to scarcity in the house, as speedily as a knife can be thrust in the hump of a camel. According to Imam Zainul Abidin, peace be upon him, a person who has plenty of clothes and does not give a few of them to a fellow Momin who has no clothes, the Almighty God will throw such a person in the fire of hell. And if a person who has enough food to eat and ignores or is unaware of a Momin in his neighborhood who goes without food, the Almighty God is angry with him and makes the angels his witness that he is never going to forgive that man though he may carry on his activities in the temporary world. It is stated from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, that a person who sleeps well at night after a hearty meal and his brother Muslim remains hungry, then he has not brought faith on the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny. According to Imam Ja'far a-Sadiq, peace be upon him, God takes an oath in his honor that he will not let that person enter heaven at any cost, who possessed a house and refused to shelter a Momin when the Momin was in dire need of a house, because that person has committed an act of stinginess against a fellow Momin. According to the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, if a person removes obstacles from the path of a fellow Momin, God will give him the reward of reciting 400 ayats, verses, and against every alphabet in the ayat, 10 acts of kindness will be recorded. Another tradition states that some Muslims will enter heaven because they had removed thorns from the path of a fellow Momin. It is stated from Imam Ja'far a-Sadiq, peace be upon him, that exchanging gifts and offerings between each other is a good thing as it prevents recurrence of evil thoughts about each other. He has also stated that there are three types of offerings, one which is associated with the hopes of profit, the second which is bribe and the third which is exchanged for the love of God without any material or worldly ambitions connected with it. A tradition from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, states that if one appeases the thirst of a Muslim at a place where water is available, then the Almighty God will reward him with 70,000 acts of kindness. And if one appeases the thirst of a Momin where water is scarce or unavailable, then his reward is unimaginable, and will be equivalent to saving a slave from the sons of Ismail from being murdered. 8. The rights of poor, weak, victim of cruelty and difficulties and the behavior to be meted out to them. According to a reliable tradition from Imam Ja'far a-Sadiq, peace be upon him, it is stated that a poor Momin will reach heaven 40 years ahead of a wealthy Momin. Then he compared the rich and the poor to two boats which are crossing the custom outpost. Evidently, the empty boat will be allowed to pass immediately, but the boat carrying a lot of goods will have to render its account and will be detained until the collection of the tax. In another tradition he, peace be upon him, has stated that the more the faith of a Momin increases, the less he gets his daily living, and the Momenin had not cried and waited for their daily living, it would have been less than the normal. A tradition from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, states that the destitution with self-respect is trust from God for the other human beings. A man who will shelter or hide them, God will bless him as though he had fasted during day and prayed at night. And a person who expresses it before a person who is able to fulfill the wishes but does not do so, then it will be like the latter murdering a poor, not with a sword or spear, but by wounding the heart of the former. A tradition from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, peace be upon him, states that God will be talking to the poor Mu'minin on the Day of Judgment as though he is apologizing to them. The Almighty God will state that he had not made them poor in the world because they were low to him, and they would see today how he would treat them, and he would ask them to hold the hand of those people who were kind to them in the world and lead them into heaven. A person from amongst the poor will say, "O Almighty God, the people of the world had women, they used to wear fine cloth, eat delicious food, and live in spacious houses, and ride on fine horses. Give us today all those things." The Lord will reply, "I will give you each 70 times more, the blessings which I had bestowed on the people from the beginning of the world to its end." According to another tradition, a rich man wearing fine clothes entered the presence of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, and sat down. After a little while, a poor man wearing cheap clothes entered the presence of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, and sat down. When he sat, it was over an end of the rich man's apparel. The man pulled out the end of his apparel from under the poor man. At that, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, recited Istighfar, "There is no one as great as the Almighty God," and questioned the rich man if he was frightened that poverty will stick to him. The rich man replied in the negative. Then the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, asked him if he was afraid that some of his wealth will go to the poor man. The rich man replied in the negative. Then the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, asked him if he wanted to keep his clothes away from dirt, fearing that they will go dirty. Again the rich man replied in the negative and further stated that he possessed another sour which was worse than shaitan, which makes all evils attractive to him, and all good abhorrent, and to appease for what he had done, he is ready to give the poor man half of his wealth. Then the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, addressed the poor man and asked him if he was ready to accept the offer. The poor man replied in the negative, stating that he feared he would also become a victim to momio snobbishness and pride in case he accepted the offer. In another tradition, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, peace be upon him, asked a financially worried person if he ever visited the bazaar. The man replied in the affirmative. Then the Imam, peace be upon him, asked him that had he not seen things which were beyond his means. The man replied that he very often saw articles which he could not afford. At that response, the Imam, peace be upon him, replied that for each of the article he sees which he cannot afford, one act of goodness is added in his record of deeds. According to another tradition, there will be a group of people who, after being accounted for on the Day of Judgment, will take their way directly towards heaven. At the door of heaven the angels will stop them and ask them why they were in a hurry to enter without rendering the accounts. They will reply, "What have we been given of which we have to render an account?" At that moment the Almighty will say, "You all are stating the truth, go and enter the heaven." Imam Musa Kazim, peace be upon him, has stated that God had said that he had not made the affluent rich, for he considers them worthy of respect, nor he has made the needy poor, for he considers them low, but through the poor he wants to test the rich, for had there been no poor, the rich could not have seen the face of heaven. It is stated from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, peace be upon him, that a man who will look down on another man because he is poor, God will make all the creatures see him low and beneath their station on the Day of Judgment. A reliable tradition from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, peace be upon him, states that a person who hurts a fellow mu'min should be prepared to fight with God, and a person who respects a fellow mu'min should not fear the divine curse, and God has further said that if there is only one mu'min existing from east or west with the just Imam, then their prayers will be enough for all sins being committed by all the creatures of the world, and on account of them will exist the seventh fear of earth and sky, and God will make faith the friend of these two, the mu'min and the Imam, and they will need no other friends. He, peace be upon him, also said that one should never look down on a fellow mu'min, and try to assail or hurt him by even half a word, for, on the day of judgment it will be written between both his eyes that he has been deprived from the blessings of God. A tradition from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, states that a person who speaks politely and affectionately to a fellow mu'min, respects him, fulfills his desires and alleviates his sufferings and anxieties, God will keep him under the aura of his blessings all the time he is busy speaking affectionately and is busy alleviating the sufferings. According to another tradition, a person who slaps a fellow mu'min, unless and until he asks for forgiveness and begs pardon for his deed, will, on the day of judgment, gain notice on account of his each bone becoming separate, an iron ring being round his neck and both his hands will be chained and he will be thrown into hell. In another tradition it is stated that speaking filthy language is prohibited and fighting with a mu'min is kufr and speaking harmfully about a mu'min is equal to disobeying God. According to a reliable tradition from Imam Ja'far a-Sadiq, peace be upon him, fighting with any mu'min is kufr, equal to not believing in God, and a person who scares a mu'min by announcing that he will harm him through authority and though he may not harm him will be thrown into hell with the Pharaoh, Pharaon, and his offsprings. In another tradition the Imam, peace be upon him, has stated that a person who nags a mu'min will meet a worse type of death and he deserves to be punished in a way that his end is not good. In another tradition from the same Imam, peace be upon him, it is stated that a person questioned him as to what he thought of a person who refuses to let a visitor enter his house in spite of being at home and does not come out himself to meet the visitor. The Imam, peace be upon him, replied that if a person refuses to meet a person who has come on some business or on a visit and says that he is not at home when he is at home and does not come out himself, then he will be forced with the curse of God until his meeting with the visitor. Imam Ja'far a-Sadiq, peace be upon him, has stated that a mu'min in whose presence another mu'min cannot enter on account of formalities and obstacles, that mu'min will have to face 70,000 walls between him and the heaven. The width of each wall will be equal to 1,000 years' journey and the space between each wall will be equal to a journey covering 70 years. A reliable tradition from Imam Ja'far a-Sadiq, peace be upon him, states that one day the angels lifted one of the pious mu'min from his grave and said that they will whip him 100 times as a punishment accorded by God. The pious mu'min became almost unconscious on hearing this and said that he had not got the strength to face 100 whippings. Then the angels said that they will whip 99 times, lessening 1. The pious mu'min went on and on protesting and begging until the angels condescended to whip him once only. At that the mu'min asked the angels as to why they should whip. The angels replied that once he had offered prayers without wuzu, ablution, and at another time he had walked away even after seeing a fellow mu'min being cruelly treated. At last they whipped him once at which his whole grave was filled with fire. In another tradition he has stated that God will see with kindness towards 4 people on the day of judgment. A trader who, after selling something to a person will accept when it is returned if the person had misgiving after buying it. B. A person who responds to a call of help from another mu'min. C. A person who frees the slaves. D. A person who performs the wedding of a bachelor. According to the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, a person who will come to the help of a fellow mu'min, and save him from being murdered or help him in his difficulties and sufferings, God will add 10 kind acts in his record of deeds, elevate him 10 folds and give him the reward meant for liberating 10 slaves and free him from 10 divine punishments and provide him with 10 blessings on the day of judgment. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, has stated that a person who respects an old and aged man on account of his age, God will free him from the fear of the day of judgment, and also that person who respects a man with a white beard on account of his age. He had also stated that respecting a man with a white beard is equal to paying respects to God. Further, he, peace be upon him and his progeny, has stated that those who are not kind to the youngsters and respectful towards elders are not from amongst us. It is stated from Imam Hassan Askari, peace be upon him, that Hazrat Ali, peace be upon him, had stated that if a person guides a blind man on an even ground, The reward awarded to him will be so much that the whole earth, filled with gold, will be equal to the eye of a needle. And the person who rescues a blind man from the dangers and obstacles of the path will be rewarded for the deed by a lakh times more than this world, and the kindness will overpower all his sins and will engross everyone and will take him to the higher spheres of heaven. According to the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, one should not see the sufferers and lepers a lot, as seeing them makes one feel sad. In another tradition it is stated that one should run away from lepers as one runs away from the tiger, and when talking to them one should keep at a distance of at least 1 yard. According to the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, one should be restrained from 5 types of people.
A. A leper. B. A person with white spots. C. A mad or lunatic person. D. A bastard. E. A Bedouin Arab.
According to Hazrat Imam Muhammad Barker, peace be upon him, when one sees someone in trouble, one should recite the following prayer. Thanks is due to God who has kept me safe from this curse which has incurred it on you and has elevated me from you and most of his creation. Another reliable tradition from the Imam, peace be upon him, states that if one sees a person suffering from a terrible disease, then one should recite the following prayer thrice in slow tones that the patient may not hear it. Thanks is due to God who has kept me safe from this curse but has incurred on you this curse and has elevated me from you and most of his creatures. A person who recites this prayer will be safeguarded from these diseases. 9. Regards for the rights of Momenin and also the stating of anyone's faults in his absence, Ghibat. According to a reliable tradition from Imam Zainul Abidin, peace be upon him, a person told him that another person considered that the Imam, peace be upon him, was misguided and acted against Sunnat. The Imam, peace be upon him, said that the person, the informant, had not preserved the sanctity of the meeting and had apprised him of the talk which he had with the other person, and neither the former had done any justice with the Imam, peace be upon him, by informing him about something he was ignorant of. Death will come to everyone and all will be questioned on the day of judgment and justice done. In all cases, and God will also settle the case between the Imam, peace be upon him, and the one who had labeled him, but the Imam, peace be upon him, refrained the middleman from informing him of any talks, as talking behind one's back is the food of those who are of hell. According to a reliable tradition from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, a follower of God and the Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, should never sit in the company which abuses the Imam, peace be upon him, or talks against any Muslim. In another tradition he, peace be upon him and his progeny, has stated that a person who tries to discredit a Muslim has his reward of fasts and wuzu, ablutions, curtailed, and on the day of judgment he will smell worse than a dead animal, which will hurt all those present on the day of judgment. And if this person dies before he asks for forgiveness, he will be taken as the one who thinks all those things permissible which had been made non-permissible by God. A man who does a good turn for a fellow mu'min and stops people from talking bad about others, God will liberate him from all the evils of the world and that to come. However, if it is within the power of a person to stop another from uttering libels, and he does not stop him, then 70 times of the evil from that reserved for a liar will be added in his record of deeds. In another tradition it is stated that a person who will talk about a fellow mu'min without witnessing with his eyes or hearing with his own ears, will be counted among those about whom God has said, verily those who love to spread scandal about those who believe, they shall have a grievous chastisement in this world and the hereafter. According to another tradition, revealing the fault of a mu'min which God had hidden in his beneficence is equal to defaming and attaching a fault to a mu'min which is not present in him, and is equal to revealing. In another tradition it is stated that a person who speaks ill about another person without having any enmity or differences with him, has in his makeup an inheritance from Shaitan. According to the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, defaming a person is worse than rape, for when a person who has raped asks for remission of his sins, God forgives him, but when a person who has spoken ill of another asks for forgiveness, God will never forgive him unless the person who had been harmed forgives the gossiper. Another tradition states that a sinner who commits an act of sin openly and does not care for anybody, is not to be respected, nor talking against him is non-permissible. According to a reliable tradition from Imam Muhammad Barker, peace be upon him, a person before whom another person is uttering libels about a fellow mu'min, and the addressee instead praises his fellow mu'min, then God will praise and encourage him on the Day of Judgment. A person, if in spite of having authority, does not stop another person from speaking ill about a fellow mu'min, and does not praise the fellow mu'min, then God will make that person worthy of contempt on the Day of Judgment. According to a reliable tradition from Imam Ja'far a-Sadiq, peace be upon him, a person who abuses another mu'min or talks with others to purposely bring out the faults of another n that his bravery and kindness should be underestimated and people resultingly look down on him, then God will exclude this blasphemer from his blessings and kindness and he will be thought of as an assistant and follower of the shaitan. A tradition from Imam Zainul Abidin, peace be upon him, states that a mu'min who restrains himself from speaking ill of another mu'min, God will forgive all his sins on the Day of Judgment. It is stated from Imam Ja'far a-Sadiq, peace be upon him, that one should not get happy at the misfortunes affecting a fellow mu'min, for it is possible that God may shower his kindness on the victim and take away that curse from him and make victim of the one who was laughing at the other's misfortune, unfortunates. According to many reliable traditions, next to a kafir, non-believer, are those who make friends with a mu'min pretentiously to find out his faults and sins and remember them, that they may later on be able to criticize the mu'min and blame him. Another tradition from Imam Ja'far a-Sadiq, peace be upon him, states that a person who utters libels about a brother mu'min is made devoid of faith as faith melts away from his heart as salt melts in water. It is stated that once the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, questioned the people whether he should show them the persons who are worse than everyone. When the gathering replied in the affirmative, the Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, stated that those people are abominable who gossip unnecessarily, who separate friends and associates a certain fault with those who are devoid of it. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, has also stated that if two people get angry with each other and do not talk within 3 days, then they are exterminated from the fold of Islam, and the person who makes the first gesture to reunite is the person who will enter heaven first.